The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Another record number of illegal crossings at the southern border. As Edwin Moore reports, those crossings come even as the president's administration is talking with Mexico about amnesty.
According to news reports, agents from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, have taken over 275,000 migrants into custody so far in December, making it the highest month on record already. The number includes illegal immigrants encountered between ports of entry and migrants entering at ports of entry via the CBP One app. The previous record was set in September when officials saw nearly 270,000 encounters.
That is correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. The former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says Israel faces a greater threat from Hezbollah now than it does from Hamas. This is SRN News.
Eric Metaxas explains the process with this latest book.
I've never ever felt God calling me to write a book. Now, to some people that sounds loony. I don't know what to tell you, but it does feel to me, I had never felt that feeling before, that I've got to write this in obedience to God, because this is happening now and I need to write this and I need to reach the Christians and the Christian leaders that are capable of being reached.
The Eric Metaxas Show, overnights at 3 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Inside your 1 o'clock hour this afternoon here on AM 1280, The Patriot. That means you're moments away from the headliner edition of the Northern Alliance Radio Network with Mitch Berg. But right now, a quick look at your weather forecast from the Genovations Region Weather Center. High of 32 and cloudy skies today, while tonight's low dips down to 25. Expected snow accumulation less than a half inch is possible. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high nearing 30 degrees. It's AM 1280 The Patriot.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the show that says, bring us your tired, huddled masses yearning to see red. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My colleagues, Brad Carlson, every Sunday from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280, The Patriot, along with the new guy, Jack Tomczak, heard from 3 to 5 every Saturday right after this broadcast here on AM 1280, The Patriot. And, of course, fellow charter member of the Nanking Banyan, Saturday mornings 9 to 11. On our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. Together, we are turning the corner into the final quarter of our 20th year on the air, getting ready for that 20th anniversary. And yes, that means there will have to be some sort of anniversary get-together. What's that going to be? I don't know. I haven't planned a party in so long. It's completely foreign to me. But you know what? If there's anything that's going to get me back into that, this is going to be it. The first 20th anniversary party I've ever planned for anything in my life, other than last year's, 2 years ago? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 20th anniversary for this station. All of which, of course, is a warm-up for the 100th anniversary for the AM 1280 the Patriot Frequency, which comes up a year from Monday. Well, I mean, sometime in the year 2025, the AM 12 frequency will be turning the big 100. And we'll no doubt have some kind of a festival for that as well here, just because why not? I mean, how often do you get to celebrate 100 of anything? So, I hope you all had a happy and blessed Christmas. I was in the studio last week, but it was not a regular broadcast. I did my evergreen Christmas broadcast, so hopefully I won't have to re-record it for next year and I can take the weekend off. It, as it turns out, my usual holiday trip to visit my dad in North Dakota didn't happen because It was a North Dakota winter. And just a quick reminder, winters in North Dakota are what summers are in Australia. They can kill you. And, yeah, the ice storm was the stuff of legends here, a inch-thick layer of glaze all over the place. Even I don't like to drive on that. And so I spent the week in the Twin Cities here, actually kind of doing a whole, well, I'd like to say a whole lot of nothing. Actually, I did a whole lot of hauling stuff out of my basement to the dump and cleaning things up and, getting a guest bedroom ready here, because why not? I could use one of those after all these years. So hope you also had a great and wonderful and blessed Christmas, or whatever holiday you celebrate that's appropriate to you. Unless it's Festivus, in which case I kind of think you're kind of a schlep. But that's fine. Whatever. To each their own. Let 1,000 lights shine, or let 1,000 aluminum tubes stand forlornly against a terrible joke. At any rate, Oh, yeah. And of course, New Year's is coming up here. More about that. Well, I mean, I hope you have some good plans. We'll talk about my plans for New Year's later on the broadcast here today, at least very briefly. But I think it's a good time to look back on the year that's been here in the Twin Cities. And really, if you follow conservative talk radio, there's really been one story this last year here in Minnesota, and that's what happens when you give the DFL all the power. P.J. O'Rourke said it best, and he said it almost 30 years ago in the book A Parliament of Whores. Perhaps the best book ever written about politics in America. I mean, going back to de Tocqueville and Madison, the Federalist Papers, it's right up there in my book, as it were. The book, A Parliament of Whores, again, it's interesting to look at because it was written in probably 1991, but included episodes, essays, really, like most of P.J. O'Rourke's book, because it was with a collection of essays from over the years, starting at probably about 1987. The first chapter is at George H.W. Bush's first inauguration, which is 1988. You do the math. And it moves on from there to into some American politics in the late 80s and early 90s. The Cold War was still in full effect. The numbers that were being put out there as Republic-endingly grotesque budget numbers seem positively quaint today. I think they were looking at their first $1 trillion budget back then, and we're easily three times past that under Trump, and I think we've blown the doors off of that. So in a way, it kind of looks like a quaint look back into a much simpler, saner time. Because it was! But the same basic ideas still apply. And in that book, P.J. O'Rourke, who is one of the people who helped me on my route converting from a young obnoxious liberal to the stately conservative that I am, had a great line. The line was, giving power to Democrats is like giving whiskey and car keys to teenagers. I mean, it can't end well. And we saw that proven writ large here in Minnesota this last year as the Democrats came off of their, let's be honest, sweeping victory in 2022, taking the trifecta, the governor, the House, and the Senate. Barely. I mean, we came with it, as Anna Matthews pointed out, I believe, two weeks ago on the show. If the Republican improvement in numbers had mirrored the improvement in the numbers in the House District 52B special election, we'd have taken both the House and the Senate. I mean, if just the single swing district in the Senate and the four in the House that went Democrat by just a whisper-sized number of votes, if the Republicans had that 1% increase in turnout and voting in that election, we'd have two of the three. Governor Waltz would be reduced to doing nothing but taking selfies of Lieutenant Governor Flanagan feeding him corn dogs. Wait. Oh, that's all he does now. Yeah, I mean, Governor Klink is basically a puppet of the progressive movement. We've established that over the last year here. But almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, as Grammy used to say. And they did, in fact, win the trifecta, which, if you have the will to exert your power, and you have the will to break the so-called moderates to your will, which the DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, who really do call the shots in today's DFL, somebody tell Ken Martin, they got everything they wanted. Literally, they got there's nothing, virtually nothing they wanted that they didn't get. There were a few examples. They did actually manage to, they had an attack of common sense and did not pass John Marty's gun grab bill, which literally would have started Minnesota down the road to confiscating 2/3 of all currently legal firearms in the state of Minnesota within a generation. Remember that when they say, hey, no one's coming for your guns. They tried to come for your guns. It was one of the few areas where the DFL didn't get literally everything they wanted. And that's something, by the way, this is something I'm going to send out there to all of you Republicans who were supporting Scott Jensen in 2022 and started your campaign off by bagging on the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, which was the only conservative group to actually score any even defensive wins in this last legislative session. Why, yes, it was the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. I say this as someone who volunteers regularly for the group, but if every conservative group in Minnesota were as focused and well-organized as the Gun Owners Caucus, it would be a solid red state. We'd have 6 congressional seats in this state. But we don't. At any rate, let's take a look back at what the DFL did, and I use the term in the loosest possible sense, accomplished this last year. I mean, the big kahuna of them all is they started with a almost $18 billion with a B dollar surplus, going back to the financial forecast of December of 2022. And they spent every single dime of it. And right now, they are doing a small, muted end zone happy dance because the current forecast calls for a $2.4 billion surplus. But let's be honest, that surplus as of December is sort of like saying, jumping off the top of the IDS tower and looking over at the 10th floor on your way down, saying, hey, I'm on the 10th floor. Yeah, for about 1/100th of a second on your way down. By the time they do that forecast again, Minnesota will be in a deficit, unless the Minnesota State Legislature does some major kick surgery on the budget. And oh, they're not going to do that. No, that would be admitting that they were wrong and that they will not do that. They will not do that. What they will do is gaslight you into believing two things. Number one, what they did was a wonderful thing for all Minnesotans. And it's a model for the rest of the nation to follow. Because who doesn't want to be like California or Michigan or Illinois or New York State or New Jersey? I mean, there's models of success for you. And that's, by the way, precisely the model Minnesota is following under Governor Waltz. No, the DFL is doing the end zone happy dance this week because Governor Klink was elected chair of the Democratic Governors Association, the association of state governors who are Democrats. And this is being used as evidence that Minnesota is doing just hunky-dory. I mean, what the DFL trifecta under Governor Klink did, well, under co-governors Klink and Flanagan did, is a model for the rest of the nation to follow. Now, I want to look back over this last year when we come back from the upcoming break here and talk about exactly what they promised, what they were saying at the end of the legislative session, and take a quick stock of where we're at as a look back to this last year. Because if the Minnesota Republican Party is smart, and if they wise up and nominate some decent candidates, and by the way, they have and they do, there certainly is potential there. There is potential for some of this pessimism that many of you are feeling about this state to be dissipated with any luck at all. And by the way, if the Minnesota Republican Party can pull their act together. Now, we talked with Chairman Han and Executive Director Matthews 2 weeks ago. I've got my fingers crossed. I have more faith in them than I have had in some previous administrations of the Minnesota Republican Party. But, boy, this next election is going to be go time. I mean, if the Minnesota Republican Party can't pull its act together for this next upcoming election in 2024, I despair to see what will happen. The despair is a sin. We'll come back to that. At any rate, questions or comments, give me a call, 651-289-4488, if you care to join us, and I hope you do. If you disagree with me, you jump to the front of the queue, because I love it when people disagree with me. Who knows? It might even be a fun debate. We'll come back to that. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Looking to make a difference? Volunteer for your local fire department. Join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Visit MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. That's 800-296-1553.
If you can snap your fingers, you can find this radio station. The next time you want to listen to us, your smartphone is now your smart radio. We're always on. It's as simple as this. Alexa, play The Patriot, Minneapolis. That's play The Patriot, Minneapolis.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join me. Hey, don't forget the Patriot Half-Off Deals program can save you up to 50% or more on great products and services in the Twin Cities right now. You can get half off on Like It Matters. Want to be a better you? Aim to get a promotion? Want to train with the manager, the CEO in your company? Save half on leadership training at Like It Matters with Scott Black. Do it. Go to m12athepatriot.com. The number to call. Join us if you would, please. By the way, you can also join us on hashtag Narnshow. It's N-A-R-N show on Twitter, Gab, MeWe, Parler. No, not Parler. Parler is pining for the fjords. And Getter, the social media platforms that actually matter. We're also on Facebook, the Northern Alliance Radio Network Facebook page, currently hosting a live video stream where I'm waving at you. So if you need video with your radio, that's where you can get it. Hope you do that. At any rate, by traditional radio, of course, we're on AM 1280 The Patriot, FM 107.5 in the West Metro, And I need to actually try and tune in on the West Metro because I've never actually tested how far out the signal goes. This weekend may be the weekend. We'll figure that out later on here. And, of course, your favorite streaming apps all have AM 12A The Patriot. You can join us on the AM 12A The Patriot app or radio.com or, I think, odyssey.com. And, of course, Alexa. All you got to do is say, hey, Alexa, are you Randy Minx? Why don't you put AM 12A The Patriot on? And vada boom, there you go. So hope you can join us via any of those media. Anyway, the DFL, the theme for the year was the DFL really doing two things. Doing the end zone happy dance with great enthusiasm because they got everything they wanted in the state legislature. And doing the other thing, doing everything they can to gaslight you away from seeing all the downsides to any of this. My favorite over this past week or two was there was a brief surge of DFLers and their simps saying, hey, look at the free food program. One of my favorite forms of argumentation, meaning my least favorite forms of argumentation, is someone went on the air and said, yeah, kids are getting fed. That's a good thing. Period. Because ending a bad argument with period, it makes it a good argument. It doesn't. First of all, I mean, the DFL has been claiming credit for spending an insane amount of money to, quote, feed all the kids. Basically give every child in all Minnesota schools, pre-K through 12, two free meals a day. Well, two meals at taxpayer expense every day, breakfast and lunch. Now, leave aside the fact that demand at food shelves is hitting all-time records and the state economy is doing at least well on paper, but there's signs of cracking going on here. This will tie in with one of the other end zone happy dances the DFL has been bragging about over this last year. But when you say we're feeding all the kids right now, every kid, I mean, leaving aside the fact that you have the taxpayers who work in bowling alleys in Brainerd or work at coffee shops in Alexandria or work at gas stations in Thief River Falls, paying for lunches for the children of teachers in Wayzata and bankers in Edina. I mean, tell us how just that is. You also have the issue that all the kids were getting fed before. I mean, if you had kids in schools who were actually going hungry, it's because no one was connecting with the many, many programs that already existed. And that's a training issue, along with the other issue that people brought up, although never supported with any factual evidence. People say, well, this just stigmatizes the kids who need to be on a lunch program. To which my response is, has this ever happened? I'm sure it has. I'm sure there's a kid who felt awkward about needing help. But wouldn't it be much cheaper to train idiot public employees not to be jerks to kids who need to get on a lunch program? Wouldn't that have saved a lot of money? Well, one thing it wouldn't have done was created a huge state bureaucracy to administer this new all-encompassing program. And no, it didn't replace the existing bureaucracies. There's been no net loss in state employment because of these programs here. Some DFLers have said, oh, well, you're saving on some of the people who administer the existing programs. Government grew. Government employment skyrocketed. It's not easy to burn through $20-odd billion, the surplus and the new tax money. It takes some work. It takes a lot of help. They get by with a little help from their friends. And those friends are hundreds, thousands of new state government employees administering all these new programs. And the food program is just one of them. And so the response from DFLers who respond to criticism of the ham-fisted nature of this program is, well, you must like hungry children. Oh, shut up. And that's the only response they deserve. Shut up. Quit being a manipulative jerk. I mean, if the DFL and their spokespeople were spouses, they would be abusive spouses using that kind of logic to shame people out of disagreeing with the means by which they achieve their ends. Sure, you fed some kids, many of whom were perfectly capable of, families are perfectly capable of keeping them fed on their own. But what you've done is transfer a lot of taxpayer money to a lot of public employee union members who are going to be giving a lot more money to a lot more DFL and only DFL candidates this year. And by the way, transferring more money to the nonprofit industrial complex that is the key conduit for corruption in Minnesota politics today. Remember Feeding Our Future, the last attempt at a broad feeding program? $500 million has, confirmed quarter billion, but it's going to be more like $500 million by the time they're done counting. All of it gone on the wind. Nobody fed. This is pure corruption. But the DFL says, as long as it feeds one child, it's all worth it. It's trying to shame and gaslight you into compliance. If you're, and I love this, because if you're a Second Amendment supporter and someone says, if it saves just one life, then whatever we put you law-abiding citizens through is worth it. And as if there's some place you can go, like Craigslist, and trade guns for lives. You can't. The logic of if all of this expense, if all of this graft, if all of this transfer of taxpayer money to the public class and the political class feeds just one child, then it's all worth it. And of course, the question is, this taxation, this extra dead weight of extra bureaucracy and government employees and government programs squatting on the parts of the state's economy that actually produce anything, they will put one person out of work. They will send one child to bed worrying about where the food's coming tomorrow. More than what? This level of government intrusion has, and I will say this with full Pollyanna on display, it has, quote, unintended, end quote, consequences. It may feed just one child, but it's going to have unintended consequences for other children down the line here. Children whose parents' jobs aren't sustainable. Children of parents whose businesses go out of business because of state government policy. People who move to other states because they just can't. The profit and loss statement of their lives in Minnesota just isn't worth it anymore. That's just one example of the gaslighting and abuse, rhetorical moral abuse, that you take when you say, you know, we could have really done everything for a lot less. And we were. We know this because we were doing everything for a lot less. Not spending tax money on people who don't need the tax money spent on them. Let's take a look at last May. I started at the end of the legislative session in May, as the DFL was doing its obnoxious end zone happy dance over having literally gotten their way on everything they wanted during the session. Now, I copied a tweet from Jamie Long, who in normal times one would be tempted to call one of Minneapolis's most annoying legislators, but progressivism has actually lapped him a couple times now. He wrote, and this was a tweet dated March 21st, "Today, the House, Senate, and Gov reached a budget," he's referring to Governor Klink, "reached a budget deal," Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, "reached a budget deal that invests our historic surplus in our kids, our economy, our health, and our infrastructure. Congrats to Melissa Hortman, Carrie Dziesek, and Governor Klink on this huge achievement. Gridlock is over." They love to talk about how gridlock is over. Another way of saying gridlock is over is, hey, they made the trains run on time. Government without checks and balances is just one form of tyranny. it may be soft tyranny. It may be tyranny that gives you goodies. It may be tyranny that makes your trains run on time, although, as it happens, the tyranny of the DFL did not make the trains run on time or especially safe or rideable or a good investment. But let's talk a little bit about the consequences of trains running on time. Excuse me, gridlock being over in Minnesota. 651-289-4488, number to call, Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Join Gene Sullivan each week on Where You Live, where he takes on... Gene, who do you take on anyway?
Maniacal landlords, slippery renters, overbearing HOA boards, demanding homeowners. Oh, and the legislative lunacy brought on by local politicians wanting to fix everything for us.
It's a common sense perspective on the news and stories that affect you the most, right where you live. Join Gene Sullivan every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
I remember when we found out we were expecting you and we were so surprised.
You were?
Yep, but then we heard your heartbeat and knew you were going to change our lives.
What happened after that?
Well, you grew and grew in my tummy. You started kicking, sucking your thumb, and even making a fist.
No wonder I was a surprise.
Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you and without censorship from big tech. Become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to the show on demand when it's easiest for you. This includes every radio show, every segment, and every guest over the last 10 years, and it's commercial free. You can even share your favorite segments with your friends. Plus, you'll get the same email from Alan Estrin that I receive every night about the most important issues to read about. Pragertopia Unlimited members can also listen to every program, lecture, and course that is in the Prager store. Thousands of hours. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Share my passion for free speech. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. It's all things Prager, Pragertopia Unlimited. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
America is giving away its inventions and technology to China.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
This shocking new movie, Innovation Race, exposes the potential Chinese takeover of 5G and the internet, threatening America's economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself.
Watch the movie, Innovation Race, now on demand or DVD at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget the Freedom Fan Club members get premium content and on-demand access to their favorite local podcast. Just click podcast, am1280thepatriot.com. There you can get to all your favorite shows, deep archives of interviews, conversations, and the big happenings of every week, and other hot topics and important stuff, including podcasts of this very broadcast going back years. Anything in particular you want to hear, just go back and listen to it. AM1280thepatriot.com/podcast. Sometimes I do it just so that I can pinch myself and say, yeah, I'm really on the air at this time in this place in history. I think the rest of the guys do that too. Anyway, hope you can join us out there on the podcast page. It's not just me, Jack, and Brad, and King, but we're all there as well, so... join us already, and then you can say to yourselves now. Okay, you might not say that. It's just a podcast, but still, it's pretty darn cool. Anyway, hope to see you there. So let's talk about some of the things the DFL was promising at the end of the legislative session that they've been kind of quiet about lately. One of their big promises that they were making during the legislative session when they were chewing through an $18 billion surplus and raising taxes by increasing the size of the budget by 40%. And by the way, all of that's going to be deficit by the next biennium here. We'll come back to that. We talked about that 2 weeks ago. We'll definitely be talking about it considerably over the next year here. The DFL was promising that as a result of their spending, they're going to decrease poverty in Minnesota by 30%. Now, if you are driven by emotion, you're probably thinking, hey, 30% drop in poverty, that's pretty cool. Well, you try to ask these people, and I did. You try to ask these people, 30% measured where? Where are you measuring it? When are we measuring this? When are you saying this 30% drop is going to happen? And when do we check back with you on this? I mean, in my mere private sector job, I actually have to show results periodically. I mean, I have an annual review where I get to say, this is what I did. These are the things that I worked on, and this is how they're working, and this is how I improved life at this company and the products we put out. So, and by the way, I do that a couple times a year at my mere private sector job. So when does the legislature get checked on this? Now, they were saying, and by they, I'm talking about Melissa Hortman and the rest of the DFL leadership, the people who were basically shoveling through money like sailors or stolen gold cards. One would assume, since they were talking about this in conjunction with burning through a $17.6 billion surplus, that it would be in the next year, or certainly in the biennium that they were dealing with, the 2023-2024 budget. So it's been 7 months, going on 8 months now, since the legislature adjourned. Is poverty down 30%?
Well, Mitch, it's a little soon to be called. Okay. When are we
checking them? Because 3 weeks ago, we talked with our friends from the Salvation Army. Their demand's never been higher. In the newspapers and on TV news, we've been seeing that food shelves are hitting unprecedented demand, like the worst they've had since the pandemic. And during the pandemic, the economy was intentionally in the tank. Again, another stupid Tim Walz move. But the now we're told out of one side of the DLL's mouth that the economy's never been better and that Minnesota is booming, which, by the way, it's not. The Center of the American Experiment went through the numbers. This while the DFL's been saying, Minnesota's actually growing, it's not. We're getting lots of low-income immigrants in the state. God bless them. But the productive class is leaving this state and leaving fast. It's got one of the worst income gaps, one of the worst income productivity deficits in the country, up there with California and New York State. I mean, if you get in 10 roofers, God bless roofers, we need them, and lose 5 people who run productive businesses that employed people, how's that net out for you? Help me help you, okay, DFLers? So back to the point of when the poverty is dropping 30%. Is it supposed to drop by the end of the fiscal year? Is it supposed to drop before the next legislature convenes early in 2024? Or is it by the end of the biennium? Because the $17 billion surplus that they burned through was tied to conditions at one particular point of time. It's not coming back. I mean, the supposed $2.4 billion surplus that they reported 2 or 3 weeks ago is just a statistical snapshot, the rough equivalent of jumping off the IDS tower and then looking over when you get to the 10th floor and saying, hey, I'm at the 10th floor. You're going to be there for a fraction of a second on your way down to the pavement. That's what this budget forecast is showing here. It is not possible under the current conditions to not have a deficit in the next biennium. It's not possible. The way the DFL has structured the spending against the income, spending is going up, income is going down. Tax receipts are taxation on inflation-inflated productivity, and taxes on and receipts of one-time stimulus money, and that's all gone. So what's the DFL going to do? I mean, we'll come back to that. Oh, yes, we will. Count constantly over the next year. But the DFL said they were going to cut 30% off of poverty, decrease the poverty rate by 30% in the state of Minnesota. Perhaps that was among children. They won't tell you. They will not tell you how they measure it, when they measure it, by what criteria they will consider someone successfully above poverty, and exactly when this happens. I have a hunch, by the way, that if they had taken a $17 billion surplus and taken cashed some of it out, if that were possible, which it's largely not, but if it were, if they had physically given people below the poverty line enough money to get to and slightly above the poverty line, it would have been cheaper than what the DFL did. I'm not being totally facetious here. PJ O'Rourke, of whom I spoke earlier, did an exercise in the book Parliament of Horrors, which I talked about earlier here, that in which he said he ran the numbers 30 years ago. 30 years ago, the numbers of the amount of cash that we had spent on the, quote, war on poverty since 1965. 25 years after the fact, he ran the numbers. If they had given cash to every person in the United States, single and family, to bring them up to the poverty line, it would have cost a fraction of what the war on poverty cost. If, and that's true of all these government programs, had the state of Minnesota gone to Costco and bought bread and peanut butter and frozen pizzas and fish sticks and rented a truck and brought them to schools and said, hungry kids, belly up to the bar, and done it every day, it would have been cheaper than the lunch program they created. Because the purpose was not feeding kids. The purpose is transferring money from taxpayers to the wealth-sapping parts of our economy, the institutions, especially the institutions that are run by public employee unions whose main goal is to increase their wealth and power, to keep Denise Specht fat and happy and drunk with power. That's what they're about. So, has poverty in Minnesota dropped by 30% yet? That's absurd. It's gone up. Is it going to drop by 30? Let's be charitable. Has it dropped? Is it going to drop by 30% by the end of next year? If I were a betting man, I would say, oh, heck no. Not a chance. The DFL has the same disease every progressive Democratic Party and progressive party of all names has. They think that if you just decree something to be so, it'll happen. They think if you say something that is flat out wrong, the flat out lie, but if you say it enough times, it may not become the truth, but enough people will believe it where it doesn't matter. I mean, they do this constantly. As Mark Twain said, a lie will travel around the world before the truth puts its pants on in the morning. They know this. They will say things like, we'll decrease poverty by 30%. And they will know they can count, A, on the fact that the vast majority of people who were inclined to vote for them are entirely driven by emotion and have never had to make a payroll in their life, and that the media will never call them on it, even if they did, and that the people they need to reach will hear the meme, poverty down 30%, kids being fed, and never give it another critical thought in their life. Go to bed with, and they will go to bed at night with that warm feeling that they've, quote, done something, even though they've done nothing and made the situation worse and contributed to making the situation for your children, our grandchildren, and their children much, much worse. Oh, well, if it feeds just one kid. Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot, go nowhere.
You listen every day.
I never miss it.
So now it's time for you to join the conversation.
Who, me?
Like AM 1280 The Patriot on Facebook and share your thoughts with like-minded conservatives. You can also enter to win prizes, learn about upcoming events, and more.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Are you tired of being told to hang in there on the Wall Street roller coaster because the market always comes back? Meanwhile, fees continue to be deducted from your account while your retirement withers away? Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In the film, you'll see how Wall Street's traditional retirement plans and 401ks have failed Americans. But more importantly, you'll discover the solution to protecting your hard-earned wealth and retiring successfully. You'll see how to grow money potentially double digits, beat inflation with increasing income, and when the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 800-578-3535. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. Plus, I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now. 800-578-3535. 800-578-3535. 800-578-3535.
Hi, it's Keith Hittner Sr. here. Tune in on Sundays at noon for your Real Estate Chalk Talk, where we study the science of buying and selling real estate and the art of living in your home.
Get the solid real estate facts you need from Keith Hittner Sr. and Keith Hittner Jr. of Coldwell Banker Burnett and their team of experts. Tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk on AM 1280 The Patriot every Sunday at 12 noon. Brought to you by the Hittner Group, the number one Coldwell Banker Group in the nation. Online at HittnerGroup.com. And tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk every Sunday at 12 noon on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Take your favorite Patriot hosts with you wherever you go by downloading our app. Listen to your favorite shows, see our social media posts, enter exclusive contests, and more. Just search for AM 1280 The Patriot in the App Store.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Don't forget, SalemNewsChannel.com is a news channel that loves America and is not afraid to represent. You can watch your favorite hosts like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Brandon Tatum, Sebastian Gorka on the channel that believes freedom of speech and religion are fundamental to what we do. Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. We put truth ahead of agenda and will not be bullied by big tech. Now, I notice I'm not on that list. Let's have our people get on that here, shall we? Anyway, SalemNewsChannel.com. You can also reach it from AM12AThePatriot.com. Which is itself the font of all that is good in the world, on this planet. Not the hereafter, but on this planet. Go to AM12AThePatriot.com. Contests, specials, the whole nine yards. Just make sure you get there. So, Salem News Channel, AM12AThePatriot.com. Just all the good stuff. Anyway, 651-289-4488, the number to call. You can also join us on hashtag NARN Show. That's N-A-R-N Show. Operators are standing by on all of your favorite social media. We're also live streaming at the Facebook page, our Facebook fan page, Northern Alliance Radio Network. There's a few people watching out there right now. Good to have you here via whatever medium you're tuned in here. At any rate, what is happening? Now, the DFL is doing what progressives do. They are gaslighting you. They are browbeating you. They are doing all the things abusive spouses do to get their compliance from their victims. That's really what they're doing here. I mean, if you're not happy to pay for a better Minnesota, remember that one from 10, 12 years ago? Then there must be something wrong with you. You must want children to starve. You must want there to be injustice in the world, as if the government of the state of Minnesota is going to right any actual injustices. No, they profit from them. This is just basically log rolling and shaming you into shutting up and going along and turning around. And by the way, if you don't like it, you can leave the state, which unfortunately a lot of people are. A lot of good people, a lot of productive conservative people are leaving Minnesota. And that's a shame, because honestly, that's a big part of what the DFL is trying to do with all this end zone happy dancing and saying, yeah, Governor Klink shows us the right way. It's trying to inculcate despair in the opposition. It's like smack talk on a basketball court, trying to intimidate your opponent into taking their eye off the ball and not playing their best game. It's a form of psychological abuse. And trying to convince you, this is the sick part of the whole thing, trying to convince you that they are inevitable, that their victory is eternal and inevitable, and they're on their way to a permanent majority in this state, like they tried to do in Texas up until recently here when the blue wave got blunted over the last 10 years in Texas and it turned into a hard red state. Same as Florida, by the way. They tried to pull that in Florida when Florida was a hard purple state 15 and 20 years ago. And well, look what's happened there. Minnesota is not a blue state. We got a blue metro area that makes a lot of noise. But remember, as we discussed with Chairman Han and Director Matthews 2 weeks ago, 30 years ago, Minnesota's 8 congressional seats were 6 DFL and 2 Republican. 6-2. And while we were able to win some statewide offices back then, and that's certainly something that the Minnesota GOP and the people who are its members need to address and do much better at, the fact is, Minnesota was, by at least that key metric, a lot bluer 30 years ago than it is today. Which means it's not hopeless. They want you to think it is. They want you to get lost in despair, or better yet, they want you to climb into a moving van in despair and go to some place that's already full of Republicans for them to deal with later. They want to consolidate their base. They want to ethnically, politically cleanse the places they already control peacefully, voluntarily. And most of all, they want to convince you that resistance is hopeless. Which, by the way, brings us back to the abusive spouse metaphor. I mean, what's the one thing abusive spouses always tell their victims? You'll never find anyone better. No one will love you. If you leave me, no one's going to care about you ever. This is the best you're ever going to do. If you leave me, no one will ever love you again. That's what they're telling you. If you leave Minnesota, you don't have any hope of ever being seen or heard here in Minnesota, so you either shut up, you get cut up, or you move. That's an Elvis Costello reference. Nobody's literally getting cut up much yet, although we'll come back to that in the next hour, because all is not well on that front in Minnesota either. But the shape of things to come here in Minnesota is a little more like California. And we saw a little bit of what lies in Minnesota's future. Pizza Hut fired over 1,200 drivers in California before California's $20 minimum wage comes into effect. hey, everyone deserves a $20 minimum wage. Well, okay, the real minimum wage is in fact zero. And by the way, the minimum wage goes into effect on April 1st. A $20 minimum wage goes into effect in California on April 1st. There is expected to be an avalanche of firings in the so-called low-skill industry business. Well, hey, there's no such thing as a low-skill job. Yeah, there is. You're working your first job. You don't know, have the foggiest idea how to show up on time or what to do or how to do anything productive. You're a low-skill worker. Being a waitress is not a low-skill job. Well, once you learn the job, certainly is not. But given that the vast majority of minimum wage workers, as of 10 years ago, lived in homes with combined incomes over $70,000, meaning that their kids working at their first jobs, working part-time, not supporting families, not supporting themselves even. No, not everyone deserves a living wage. They do not. Everyone deserves an opportunity to learn a marketable skill that people are willing to pay you for, whether that's being a surgeon or an electrician or a really, really good waiter who brings home his or her weight in tips every shift. I mean, there's people who work at some of the better steakhouses in the Twin Cities that are making six figures easily. Heck, I knew there were waitresses at bars in Northeast Minneapolis making $75,000 to $100,000 a year. That had good clientels that spent a lot of money. But that's how it's done. At any rate, this is the future for Minnesota. Your delivery driver, you're gone. Fast food worker, you can be and are being replaced by robots these days. That's the future of Minnesota. Will poverty drop by 30% in the state of Minnesota? No, it won't. I've got a note to check on this time next year. The latest plausible point by which the DFL was predicting a 30% drop in poverty. I will be there to do my own end zone happy dance at all of the misery that they have not just not abolished, but promoted, created, and made mandatory. Coming up next, John Edwards was right. What am I talking about? We'll come back to that. Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot.
Are you tired of being told to hang in there on the Wall Street roller coaster because the market always comes back? Meanwhile, fees continue to be deducted from your account while your retirement withers away? Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In the film, you'll see how Wall Street's traditional retirement plans and 401ks have failed Americans. But more importantly, you'll discover the solution to protecting your hard-earned wealth and retiring successfully. You'll see how to grow money potentially double digits, beat inflation with increasing income, and when the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 800-578-3535. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. Plus, I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay. Call right now. 800-578-3535. 800-578-3535. 800-578-3535.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. That's 800-764-2179.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Are you tired of going online every day and getting news meant to make you afraid and anxious? And all that meaningless celebrity gossip fighting for your attention? Want something different? Something positive? Make your homepage Christianity.com. Replace the bad news and fake news with the good news, the life-changing gospel truth meant to encourage your daily walk with Christ. With daily devotionals, answers to life's tough questions, and meaningful Bible study from your favorite pastors and authors on today's current events and issues, you now have a homepage that reflects your life and your faith. Don't settle for the negativity and superficiality that the rest of the internet offers. Instead, choose a homepage that will uplift you and strengthen your faith. Join the thousands of others who have made the switch to Christianity.com and experience the difference that good news can make in your life. Don't wait any longer to make a change. Choose Christianity.com as your homepage today and embrace the positivity and inspiration that comes with the good news of Jesus Christ.
AM 1280, The Patriot is...
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.